At 7:15 on the evening of Monday, October the 1st last year, 5-year-old April Jones was playing on her bike with friends on the Brinigog Estate in Machynlleth, Mid Wales, when she was abducted. A friend would tell police she was taken in a grey van. The friend said April had a happy face as she got into the van. 5 minutes later, Mark Bridges' Land Rover was spotted racing from the area. At 7:29, 14 minutes after the abduction, April's mother, Coral, with her friend at her side, dialed 999 to report her daughter had been kidnapped.
Police emergency.
My daughter's been kidnapped.
Able to stay still for me for a moment.
Oh, hang on. Dad, can you speak to somebody?
Hello.
And what makes you think the daughter's been kidnapped?
She's gone off in a car with somebody. Somebody picked her up in a car or something.
Soon, hundreds of people were searching for April. And Wyn Morris was one of them.
Machynlleth is a small town, everyone knows everyone, and the support, and it's just been absolutely unbelievable the amount of support that we've had here.
April Jones's grandmother said later the village had always been the kind of place where children could play out safely.
She's out till 7:30 at night, don't think nothing of it, and then, you know, you'd think everywhere was safe around here, but not anymore.
At 8:30, Mark Bridges' Land Rover was spotted arriving at his home in Kynoos, a village 3 miles from Machynlleth. Police still don't know if that was the first time he had been home since abducting April, or if he drove there directly after abducting her, killed her there, and then went out again to dispose of the body. The morning after the abduction, Mark Bridger was spotted close to a riverbank, carrying a black bin bag. Later, he joined the public search for April Jones. But thanks to the account given by April's 7-year-old friend from the night before, police were able to make a link with Bridger, and he was made a person of interest. District Crown Prosecutor Yawen Jenkins.
It was quite obvious she was an articulate, quite mature for her age, and her evidence was clear.
By midday, Mark Bridger was officially made a suspect and police tried to find him. Shortly after 3 o'clock, police smashed their way into the home, Mount Pleasant Cottage. They noticed the cottage was unpleasantly hot and smelled of detergent. Traces of burnt bone, believed to be from a child's skull, would be found in Bridger's wood burner. Within half an hour, Mark Bridger was arrested close to the river on suspicion of abduction.
We have arrested a 46-year-old male from the Machynlleth area who has been detained at Aberystwyth police station.
The next day, April's mother, Coral, appealed for information.
It's been 36 hours since April was taken from us. There must be someone out there who knows